The Juno Empire's parent company is Georgia-based Morse Communications. In Alaska, the media company also owns the Peninsula Clarion, the Alaska Journal of Commerce, Homer News, and the Alaska Star.
And in the past, they've kind of operated like islands.
That's Juno Empire publisher Rustin Burton.
And we are working to try and get them to work together a lot more and share more resources.
An example of that is the business office. Instead of having different business offices for different papers, they'll all be consolidated in Anchorage.
So this is one of those moves that's going to help us become more efficient and we save some expense.
Burton says another move is laying off graphic designers. Morse Communications is part owner of NIIT Technologies, which is headquartered in India. Besides telemarketing and IT, the company builds ads.
And they have people on the ground here stateside. They have people in India and they have people in the Philippines. So basically it's a 24-hour shop.
Burton says the other Morse newspapers have already undergone consolidation and outsourcing. It's now possible at the Alaska papers because of a software update. Burton says the papers have already made efforts to share more content and help each other out.
We're in a climate, you got to do that more often. You got to find ways to be more efficient, and especially with the way things are going with the state, you know, we're feeling the effects of that as well. People pulling back, businesses pulling back on advertising. We want to be sure that we're ahead of that and ready to be able to weather that storm if it gets worse.
The newspapers have already weathered significant ups and downs. In 2010, Morse Publishing Group, a division of Morse Communications, declared bankruptcy. Within a month, Morse Publishing came out of bankruptcy court with an agreement to keep the company together while writing off hundreds of millions of dollars in debt. By 2014, the company's head said Morse Publishing was debt-free. The Juno Empire gave out 5 layoff notices earlier this month, but Burton says most of the employees will work through the end of the year. After the layoffs, Burton says the paper will have a staff of around 35. He says the Peninsula Clarion is losing 2 to 3 positions. As the papers find ways to become more efficient, Burton says more layoffs are a possibility. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.